Hey there, brothers. This is Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Today I want to talk about this topic of saving your relationship, saving your marriage, winning her heart back, making her love you again. As you might guess, I get a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls from guys who are in the middle of losing the relationship they thought was always going to be the one for them. And so now they want to save it. They want to pull out the Hail Mary and make everything better. And I want you to think about the guys who do this for a living, right? Firefighters and policemen and first responders, search and rescue people. These people are highly trained and they've developed a certain skill, a certain mindset, and a certain fitness about them that makes them really good at what they do. And there's a parallel here I want to make for you. If you're trying to save a relationship or improve a marriage or win her heart back, you're going to have to be more like a search and rescue person. You're going to have to learn about fitness, about the kind of person who rescues people. You're going to have to learn about the mental mindset. You're going to have a clear plan like these guys. Always know the plan that they're going to execute when they get into it. They have a confidence about themselves and about their ability, both mental and physical. And most importantly, they have a calmness about them. They're always the calmest person in the situation. Very calm, relaxed, clear, they're fit, and they have a plan. So how does this apply to you? If you're trying to rescue a relationship, save a marriage, win her heart back, make her like you again, you're going to have to be fit. You're going to have your mojo, like a firefighter or search and rescue guy. When we talk about fitness, we're talking about mojo fitness. We're talking about mental fitness. And mostly what happens when you're struggling, trying to get a relationship to improve and get her to like you, pay attention, more affection, more of anything, you tend to be nervous. You tend to be insecure. You tend to be sad. You tend to be angry and frustrated and confused. And you don't have a clear plan. You don't have a sense of confidence about who you are and what you believe and where you stand. You don't know any of these things. And when you don't have those things, you don't feel confident and you definitely don't feel calm. But that's the guy who rescues people. So if you want to rescue a relationship, if you want to win somebody's heart back, if you want to save your marriage, you're going to have to learn to be more fit. It's kind of like that analogy on the airplane. They always say the adults put the oxygen mask on first and then you put it on your children's face. You have to take the lead. You have to set the tone. And so much of what we do in our coaching programs and our retreats and all that is talk about how do you become the kind of man who not only saves relationships and makes women like him, but how do you become the kind of man who actually likes yourself? That you have a sense of fitness about your mental and emotional security. You feel self-reliant. You feel like you know how to self-source those feelings of goodness and affirmation that you want. You have a feeling of confidence about yourself and you have a plan for your life. Besides just the relationship. And what this does is create a sense of calmness, what I call that mountain lion sense of calmness, where you don't have to overreact to anything. You don't have to do anything today because you've adopted a way of being. Just like those firefighters and search and rescue guys, they have a way of being. When they show up on scene, they've already done the training. They know who they are. They know the fitness and the equipment, the mental mindset. They know they're confident. They know they have a plan. And they know that they're calm. And that's what I want for you. I want you to want that first. Before you affect anybody else or change anybody else's mind or save your marriage or get any kind of certainty in the relationship you have, I want you to feel a sense of confidence and clarity and certainty in yourself. That's what this is about. That's the guy who creates amazing relationships. Now, I was talking to a guy the other day who did this work, and he said, you know, I've pretty much got the marriage back on track. And so I said, doesn't that feel great? He goes, yeah, but we've been closer and getting along better than we've ever gotten along before. It's been amazing. I said, wow, that's great. And he said, you know what? So what? He said, so what? I said, what do you mean, so what? He goes, I need to remember that I can't focus on having a good day with her as being the measure of my success. Yes, I did the work. I got fit. I got confident. I got calm. And yes, we're having better days now than we've ever had before. But he had to remember that he can't use that as the barometer for how well he's doing. Just because she decided to stay married, just because she's talking to him kindly, just because they're having sex again, actually doesn't mean anything. That's not the measure of your success. What he's telling me is, so what? There may be a crappy day tomorrow. There may be a good one the next day. He stopped using that as a measure. And so that's what I want to let you know about this work. When you do it, you're doing it for you, not to achieve a certain outcome. You're not looking at results that other people have control of. You're taking control of yourself, your mojo, your fitness, your mindset, your emotional security, your confidence, and your calmness. I hope that makes sense to you today. If you want more information, go to my website at Good Guys to Great Men and check out all the resources there. We have a new group coaching program starting in July now, 6 men. We just filled the last one. If you want in on that, it's an incredible place to get fit and find your mojo. Thanks for watching today. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.